Make 5 dinners for under €25 with Dunn Stores. Save in the aisle with everything you need for sausage pasta bake, chicken burrito bowl, Thai red curry veg soup, tasty pizza wrap, and fresh cod tray bake. All for just €24.73 when you save with a 5 of 25 grocery voucher. Download the app and get your voucher today. Dunn Stores. Always better value. Terms and conditions apply. Voucher can be used on next in-store grocery shop of €25 or more. I'm making a
move! Now's the time to make the move to Toyota Hybrid Electric, Ireland's best-selling car brand for the last 3 years in a row. Feel the freedom of driving in electric mode for over half your journey without ever plugging in. Leave diesel behind. Choose lower emissions driving and a brighter future for everyone. Make the move. Toyota. Built for a better world. Best-selling claim based on figures from January 2021 to December 2023.
If life's moving too fast, why not soothe tired muscles in the lava sauna? Enjoy some bubble therapy in the hot springs garden. Purify body and mind in the salt steam room. Swim by starlight in the outdoor pool. Surround yourself with nature and reach peak relaxation in the forest garden. Aquasauna Longford Forest. Indulge yourself with a spa day or spa break at our award-winning destination spa. Visit aquasauna.ie.
Morning, Ireland. 8 minutes to eight. Petula has the business news.
Thanks, Mary. Employers group IBEC has written to the Taoiseach to highlight concerns about the rising cost of doing business and specifically the pace and scale of government-imposed labour costs. These include the increase in the minimum wage, increases to employer PRSI, changes to statutory sick pay and the imminent introduction of pension auto-enrolment. Danny McCoy, IBEC CEO, joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Julie.
Thank you for coming in to us. The minimum wage increased to €12.40 on the 1st of January this year. Would employers deny the lowest paid workers this increase?
No, none of the features in of themselves are not without merit. And it's actually our point is the cumulative delivery of these without a coordination or without a plan that's actually putting a lot of small businesses in distress. We're seeing over the winter from survey from our members at top of the list now is the cost of doing business. But particularly for small, medium enterprises, we're seeing a lot of business failures beginning to emerge. And these are government-induced costs. People have to deal with the cost of living, just like the households, in terms of electricity, in terms of the scale of the market. It's not that they don't have merit in themselves. It's the uncoordinated nature of it that we're calling on the government to take a pause, not to reverse these things, but take a pause and to do an impact assessment, and also to commit to not landing these type of percentage increases. Some business will find their costs will go up by over 20 to 25% as a result of these measures.
Now, you'll agree that during the pandemic, businesses received a lot of support from government, and COVID also highlighted the issue of sick pay, people coming to work when they were sick because they just couldn't afford not to. Isn't it not now time for businesses to step up? Like, if not now, when? How far do you want to kick this down the road?
Well, first of all, during COVID, it was business that provided the corporate tax revenue for the households and for the government. The scale of the corporate tax revenue we talked about many times. The funding of our pandemic was coming from that largesse, coming from the corporate sector. So businesses have stepped up, but these are about businesses that have small margins or are the heavy employers in our economy, and the experienced economy are now experiencing this kind of distress. So we're all in this together. This is a society approach. It is good for people to get those type of wage increases. It's the fact that they're coming on top of other costs simultaneously is putting the business themselves in stress, and people will lose their jobs as a result.
But did IBEC not communicate with government about this? I mean, you'd be somebody who'd be known around the halls of Leinster House, surely. Did you not communicate
Absolutely.
That with
we actually have over 70 lobbying registered interventions on this. And as I said, all of these things in themselves have merit. It's the fact that they haven't been coordinated. And that's what we're actually calling the government now in that letter, is first of all to put a pause on future increases till we've done an impact assessment and the government delivers that.
Can you explain that, the pause? Like in terms of the increase to the minimum wage, that's already happened, so you're not looking
for
a pause on
that. Yeah, but there's also two more tranches of that minimum wage to come. So there's an ambition to get the minimum wage to 60% of median wages in the economy by 1st January 2026. That will be another 23% increase in minimum wages. We have to, that will come in time. But the question is, do we do it as fast as over the next 2 years or do we delay that out? Because inflation is not going to be in that order of magnitude.
Okay, so what do you expect the government response to be?
Well, I expect the government will, for its own sake, will want to engage on this one, because they are seeing themselves, they're getting that from the businesses. We're seeing a lot of businesses closing down. This is a big issue for the government to engage with businesses, with society more generally on this. We're looking not to reverse these things, but have a coordinated and a structured way. And also the competitive charter that we talked about in the letter is that in future we don't get this scale of increases all coming at once.
Okay, Danny McCoy, CEO of IBEC, thanks for coming on the programme. More business news in the next hour.
Petula, thank you very much. It's 4 minutes to eight. It's time for the weather forecast. Linda Hughes is at Metair. And Linda, what's it looking like out there at the moment?
Thank you. Well, Storm Isha has now tracked away to the northeast, passing to the north of Scotland. It is going to stay windy in the west and northwest today, though, and a yellow wind warning is in effect until 7 p.m. for Clare, Galway, Mayo, Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal. And there will be gale or strong gale force winds near coast. The weather this week will be changeable. There will be further spells of wet and breezy or windy weather interspersed with drier periods. And in particular, there will be more wet and very windy weather tomorrow and tomorrow night. Today will be breezy and blustery with sunny spells and scattered showers. Some of those will be heavy and there's a chance of hail and isolated thunderstorms. Most places will become dry this evening as the showers become isolated. Cool today with highs of 6 to 9 degrees in a fresh to strong and gusty westerly wind, very strong in the west and northwest. Mostly dry early tonight with just isolated showers. Rain and drizzle will develop in the southwest and will spread to all areas overnight. It will be breezy early in the night with a fresh to strong westerly wind, and after a brief calm spell, a fresh to strong southerly wind will develop later in the night. Lowest temperatures of 2 to 7 degrees. Tomorrow will be wet and very windy again. There will be widespread rain during the morning and afternoon, followed by scattered showers in the evening. Very strong and gusty southwesterly winds will develop, with the strongest winds in the west and northwest. It will be very mild, with highs of 10 to 14 degrees. Very windy for a time tomorrow night, but winds will ease off overnight. On Wednesday, most areas will be dry with sunny spells, apart from a few showers in the west and north, and temperatures will range between 7 and 11 degrees. Thursday will be unsettled with spells of rain and showers through the day, highest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees with a moderate fresh south to southwest wind. Friday is looking mostly dry with sunny spells, although there'll be a few showers in the west and northwest. Now, a reminder of today's forecast: breezy and blustery with sunny spells and showers, some heavy with hail and thunder possible, highs of 6 to 9 degrees with fresh to strong and gusty westerly winds, very strong at times in the west and northwest, and there will be another spell of wet and very windy weather tomorrow and tomorrow night. That's the weather forecast. Have a good day.
Here's something I bet you didn't know.
Critics are falling in love with The Holdovers as director Alexander Payne and Paul Giamatti reunite, and the result is pure movie magic.
You two have chemistry.
It's a triumph. 5 stars.
Bravo.
And raucously funny.
Sir, I can't fail this class.
Oh, don't sell yourself short. I truly believe that you can.
And now the Golden Globe winner for Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy for Paul Giamatti, and Best Supporting Actress for Divine Joy Randolph.
We're finally getting to the good stuff.
The Holdovers, in cinemas now. Cert 15A.
I'm Grania Mullins, owner of Grotch.